Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Happy Friday, Mike.
Happy Friday to you, Ian. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, excited about tonight's show. But first, we've got to clear up my challenge from last time out. I said, start with the last name of a living, popular American writer. Change one letter to an I, and you can rearrange the letters to name the type of writing this author is famous for. What are the words?
Well,
this might have been in the wheelhouse for some WAMC fanatics. If you start with Sedaris and change one S to an I, you can spell diaries.
All right, Ian, we are a couple of weeks into the new year, a time when many people decide to make a new start. Unfortunately, our questions this week haven't embraced that spirit of change. Each question has a two-word answer, and both words will start with the same letter.
Okay.
First up, what comic strip character, whose real name is Patricia Reichart, debuted on August 22, 1966, in a strip where she asks if a boy named Linus is cute?
Well, that gets me to Patty, so I'll say Peppermint Patty.
That is right. And Peppermint Patty actually is named after the candy. And her last name is from Charles Schulz's secretary, who said her favorite character was Peppermint Patty.
Ah, you taught me something again.
What was designed by John Augustus Roebling, opened on May 24, 1883, and was at the time of its opening the longest span of its type in the world, until a similar structure located a mile or so to its north surpassed it by 2 meters.
I'm going to guess here that it's Brooklyn Bridge.
That's right. And the span to its north was the Williamsburg Bridge, which was 488 meters. As a contrast, the current longest suspension bridge span is the Akashi Kaikyo Bridge in Japan, which is 1,991 meters.
That sounds a little scary for me.
What term for a hidden message or image applies literally to objects that can be seen in the 1975 film The Rocky Horror Picture Show, owing to the cast and crew not finding everything they hid during an on-set hunt?
You know, I never knew that either. Easter egg.
That's right. It's not where it comes from. The term was coined in 1979 by the then director of software development for Atari, named after an Easter egg hunt idea. The first known one is from the 1973 video game Moonlander, and apparently there's a hidden McDonald's on the moon, and if you fly to it, you can make the astronaut go into the McDonald's.
Well, at least you're relatively more weightless there.
The song Bohemian Rhapsody reached the number one position on the UK singles chart in November of 1975. 9 weeks later, it was knocked out of the top spot by a song with a title that is in the lyrics of Bohemian Rhapsody. What song is it?
Dancing Queen.
No, it's not.
Oh, wait.
And also, no. That doesn't fit the category.
Right. No,
If it helps, you have the right band.
Yeah, they got knocked off by ABBA, so now I got to think of what's in that song. Let's see.
There's one that was used for another thing.
Oh, right. Of course. It's Mamma Mia.
It is Mamma Mia. That's
yep.
Right. And finally, the international rules for what game state that one of the main pieces of equipment must weigh 2.7 grams, have a diameter of 40 millimeters, and must rebound to a height between 24 and 26 centimeters when dropped onto a steel block from a height of 305 millimeters.
What in the world are you talking about? Is it a ping pong ball?
Ping pong will accept because that fits the category.
Table tennis
works too. Well, speaking of being repetitive, how well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit our website for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase matching letters. Rearrange the letters to spell an 8-letter word for something found in the human body, and a 7-letter word for what you might do with that body part so you don't injure it. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.